Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Adagio with me, your head chef, Drew Darling. And Happy New Year, one and all. 2025, one quarter of the way through the new century already. Hard to believe, isn't it? Who knows what all will happen in the next 25 years? Some of it will be good, no doubt. Some of it horrible. What I'm most looking forward to? The completely unexpected. The stuff right out of the blue. Because good things are coming. People are waking up, more and more of us seeing through the lies, the camouflage, the fairy tale overlay. As the Greek-Armenian mystic Georges Gurdjieff kept saying, we are all of us sleepwalking through our lives in prisons we cannot smell or taste or touch. And only those who realize their enslavement have any hope of getting free. Those who think they are free will never get out. The surest way out of this age-old trap? Courage, optimism, and to the extent possible, with so much of the backdrop controlled by the same few puppet masters, independent thinking from a wide range of out-of-the-box sources. Especially those voices on the fringe, knowing that the underlying truth is nearly never revealed by those holding center stage. As the saying goes, if you want the truth, ask the one with the bad reputation. So there you have it, my New Year's wish for us all, holding all we are told at arm's length and giving it the whiff test. If it don't look right, if it smells fishy like pablum for the gullible, something else to keep us all stupid, distracted, divided, and afraid, don't buy it.
Sabata
Now so, getting back to this week, Friday will see the peak of the quadranted meteor shower, and with the moon only a slight crescent, it won't outshine the display. Then in the middle of the month, our next-door neighbor, the red planet Mars, will be at its brightest and most visible of the entire year. Here's a good one for New Year's Eve. Go out at midnight and find the three stars of Orion's belt above the southern horizon. In line with those, to the lower left, will be the dazzling star Sirius, sometimes called the New Year's star. And this year, Sirius will be joined by the bright planets Jupiter and Mars. Find Jupiter to the upper right of the three stars in Orion's belt, and Mars higher yet to the left of his belt. Much more interesting than watching the ball drop, wouldn't you say?
Oh! Thank you. if added to our history, it will be right there to see how sweet and simple life can be when the lights go on again all over the world. And boys are home again all over the world. And rain or snow is all that may fall from the skies above. Our kids won't mean goodbye, but hello to love. When the lights go on again, all over the world, and the ships will sail again, all over. Like wedding rings and free hearts will sing when the lights go on again.
Did you recognize that magnificent voice? That was Abby Lincoln from a late period in her career when, with her homeland prospects running thin, she was welcomed with open arms in France, where she recorded a number of memorable albums on the Polydor label. If you're just joining us, you're listening to a program that comes to you each week at this time called Adagio, from the Italian ad agio, meaning to be at ease, or as a tempo marking in a musical composition, it means the selection is to be played slowly and expressively. Now, here's one for you. As you know, America's great composer, Duke Ellington, worked with some of the finest lyricists of his day who put words to his compositions. Billy Strayhorn, Johnny Mercer, many others. But a number of pieces this greatest of arrangers left completely unadorned. No lyrics, no orchestral arrangements. He must have felt no words or no other instrumentation were needed. One such piece we're hearing in the background is entitled Melancholia, just Duke at his piano. Then along comes Nora Jones and decides to compose lyrics for it. Really? Imagine lyrics for an Ellington instrumental. That's a pretty high star to reach for, don't you think? If you are going to write lyrics for an instrumental by Duke Ellington, knowing he could have asked any of the best in the business to do it for him, it had better be good. Only a 3-run homer will do, or it will be counted as a strikeout. So, this brings us to the audience participation section of the program. So sit up, everyone, listen closely. You are going to be the judge of success or failure on this one. We'll finish out Ellington's Melancholia, then hear the piece it inspired, Nora Jones' I Don't Miss You at All. See what you think. Is it worthy of the original?
As I sit and watch the snow falling down, I don't miss you at all. I hear children playing, laughing so loud, I don't think of your smile. So if you never come to me, you'll stay a distant memory. Out my window I see lights go. Thank you. as I sit and watch the snow falling down. I don't miss you at all. I don't miss you.
Time to manicure her nails. The other woman is perfect where her rival fails. And she's never seen with pin curls in her hair. The other woman enchants her clothes with French perfume. The other woman fresh-cut flowers in each room. There are never toys, it's scattered everywhere. And when her man comes to call, he'll find her waiting like a lonesome queen. Cause when she's born, such a change from old routine. But the other woman will always cry herself to sleep. The other woman will never have his love to keep. And as the years go by, the woman will spend her life alone. But the other woman will always cry herself to sleep. The woman will never have his love to keep. And as the years go by, the other woman will spend her life alone. Want him, you can have him. He's not worth fighting for. Besides, there's plenty more where he came from. I don't want him. You can have him. I'm giving him the sack. And he came from. I'm afraid I never loved him. Sweetie, he'd be better off with you. I could never make him happy. be. Fetch his slippers and remove his shoes. Wipe his glasses when he's read the news. Rub his forehead with a gentle touch. Mornings after when he's had kiss him gently when he cuddles near, and give him babies, one for every year. So you see, close the window while he soundly slept. Then I'd raid the icebox where the food is kept. I'd fix a breakfast that would please him most. Eggs and coffee, some apricot juice and some buttered toast. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I see your face in this room full of faces. I'm trying hard not to stare. strange to see you again. Here of all places, that's him over there. My baby looks the same as he did when I met him. I'd know that laugh anywhere. It was so foolish of me to think that I'd forget him. That's him over there. I wish I could be the girl at his side, the one who has taken my place. Can everyone see what I'm trying to hide? Isn't it written all over my face? I guess that you know what extremes I have gone to prove that I didn't care. You were so anxious to meet the dream that I've hung on to. Well, that's him. That's my Jim over there.
All ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing. Will I be with you, or will I be among the
Thank you. comes the jackpot question in advance. What do you do in
Well, friends, the hour is ticking to a close. Here's one I'd like to leave you with as one year rolls into the west and a new one rolls in from the east. My wish for us all is a simple one. One far more articulate is that left to us by the mystic from Montreal, Leonard Cohen. There's a new world waiting out there for us. All we have to do is get there in one piece, our genome intact. I've been your host, Drew Darling. All the best, everyone. Thank you.
buy it, baby. I can't buy it anymore. And I don't really know who sent me to raise my voice and say, may the light in the land of plenty shine on the truth someday. For the innermost decision that we cannot but obey, for what's left of our religion, I lift my voice and pray. May the light in the land of plenty, may the lights in the land of plenty, may the lights in the land of plenty.